What's up, family? Welcome back to PJ's Take, and I hope y'all are good. Hope y'all doing all right. I wanted to get this message out. This is a short one today, but it's entitled The Just Judge, and I'm just going to get right into it. So think about the timeline of our life. There's a day that we're born. That's our birthday. And then we're progressing through life. We got goals. We got ambitions. We got things that we're working towards. We got things that we want to accomplish, like getting through school, getting our dream job, starting a family, investing, stocks. And it's just so much that we want to get done in life. And kind of the point of this episode, I wanted to talk about afterlife, what happens after life, because I feel like a lot of times we neglect that, especially like the younger generation, because we think we can just go and live our life up till we're 99 years old. But in reality, there's a lot of people that don't make it to 29 years old. There's not a lot of people that don't make it to 19 years old, because we don't know when that time is going to be. But then when that time does come, I would assume that we would all want to be in heaven one day. I know I want to. But I'm here to say that a lot of this stuff that we think gets us into heaven doesn't actually get us into heaven. And I'll get into that with an analogy. Our good works don't save us. And I know that goes against the popular belief, but just being a good person doesn't grant you into the kingdom of God. So if I'm a criminal in the court of law, right? So say I robbed a bank and then I murdered the security guard, and I'm guilty and I'm standing before a judge. The judge is not going to let me free. The judge is not going to let me go unpunished because I'm a good person. So what I'm finna tell the judge, you know, judge, I robbed this bank, but I'm a good person and I did Habitat for Humanity and I gave food to the homeless. So you should let me free. You should let me walk free and discard the bank that I robbed. A just judge is not going to do that. A just judge is going to hold you accountable for the wrong you did, for the punishment that you deserve. And then what I'm finna say, like, judge, I murdered this person. You know, I'm guilty. I'm guilty, but I give off good vibes, and I'm all around a good person, and I make people feel good, and I make people laugh. So you should excuse the fact that I killed somebody. That is never going to work, because a just judge is gonna hold you accountable for the wrong that you did. And I really wanted to tie that into eternity and with our life. You know, Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." So that means that we're all guilty. We're all that criminal in that past example that I just gave. So we all deserve punishment. So if I'm standing before God on judgment day, before God, before the throne, and I say, you know, God, like, I know I had like lust in my heart, and I didn't want to get right with you, but I got a scripture in my Instagram bio, and I can quote the Bible back and forth, so you should ignore the lust that I had in my heart. A just God, which is Jesus, which is God, and he's not going to let that fly. Or that's like me saying, you know, God, I know that I had so much hate in my heart for your children. I had so much envy, so much jealousy, so much hate, and I deceived so many people, but I got a scripture, Bible verse scripture on my arm, which I do. So you should excuse me for that. That's not going to work. Or I know all the gospel songs. You know, I know Melodies from Heaven, which is a good song. But I know Melodies from Heaven, and I know all the songs. And I've gone to church all my life. And I gave tithes and I gave offering. So you should excuse all the sin that I did. That's not going to work. Because God is a just God. And he's not going to let things go unpunished. Just like the just judge. But that don't mean the story isn't over. So going back to me being in court, and I got this example from Ray Comfort. He's on YouTube. But if I had a stack of speeding fines, right, big old folder of speeding fines. And I told the judge, yo, I cannot pay this on my own. Like, I need help. I can't pay this. Like, what am I going to do? And somebody walks in behind me and says, judge, I paid it for them already. They can walk free. I already paid it in full. I can walk free. And you know what? I want to have a relationship with that person who looked out for me and who did that for me, even though I didn't know him first. And that's kind of what Jesus did on the cross with us. He said, you can walk free because I paid it in full already on the cross in the blood that he shed. And that's what he did with us for our sins. And that's why we should have a relationship with him, because of the sacrifice and because of what he did for us. And that's encouraging for real, because that's like the good news of the gospel for real. That, you know, what he did for us, that we can walk free. And wouldn't you want to hold on and stay locked in with somebody who did that for you? So I was riding home from work today, and I live across town, like 15, 20 minutes away. And I'm close to my job, and I'm going home, and this big old bug, like this big. It was like a grasshopper or something. But it jumped on my window, and it would not let go. It would not get off. I tried spraying it with the windshield wiper fluid. I tried hitting it with my hat. I tried slamming on my brakes. Like, it was persistent. It would not let go. But you know what? It held on, and it got to its destination. It got all the way across town, and it didn't have to do nothing. It had to sit there and stay persistent. Well, I think we should do the same thing with the Lord. Like, if we hold on, no matter if the enemy, no matter if Satan's trying to, like, keep us, like, dismayed, and keep us, like, discouraged and try to, like, knock us off course. Like, if we hold on and walk by faith and stay locked in with God, he'll get us to where we need to be. And, again, that's really, like, the good news of the gospel. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoso shall ever believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And that's so encouraging, because that's the difference between Christianity and like a lot of other religions, is that you don't have to work for salvation. It's a free gift. Like, who would not accept a free gift? If a kid on Christmas had to pay for his own gifts, if it wasn't free, like, Christmas would, like, be lame. You pay it yourself. Nah, like, this is a free gift. You don't have to work for it, but you got to walk in it though. So that's kind of the message I wanted to get across. And I appreciate y'all tuning in, you feel me. This is gonna be like a reel on Instagram, but I wanted to end it off with a prayer. So if you want to repeat after me and follow along, so have you. Father God, thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you for life, health, and strength in my body. Lord, I acknowledge that I cannot save myself. I acknowledge that I am saved by grace through faith and not by my own works. Lord, I sinned against you and I am in need of a savior. And that savior is Jesus, who died on the cross and then rose to defeat the sins and the things that I struggle with. So, Lord, today I give my life to you. I turn away from the things that were holding me back all these years. And I ask for your forgiveness and I repent. And, Lord, also, I forgive. Lord, I'm a hypocrite if I expect to be forgiven and I don't forgive. Lord, you first loved and forgave me. So I forgive myself for being so hard on myself all these years. I forgive those family members who did me wrong. I forgive those friends who did me wrong. And I forgive those strangers who I'll never see again. In Jesus' name, amen.